A Jewish Journal article. Anti-Semitic graffiti found on Maryland bike trail. A slew of anti-Semitic graffiti was found on a bike trail in Maryland on the morning of August 7. Along the walls of the trail were swastikas and the words, "White Power" spray painted in red. The number, 1488, also appeared under the "White Power" scrawl, which Stop Anti-Semitism noted as a neo-Nazi code. The 14 is a reference to the white supremacist slogan, "We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children," and the 88 is short for "He asterisk L Hitler," as H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted, referring to the graffiti as atrocious. Police told Patch that an investigation is ongoing. Local politicians condemned the graffiti. Montgomery County Executive Mark Elric said in a statement that he is saddened, upset, and, quite frankly, disgusted over the racist vandalism at the trail. "As we have in the past, we will organize, unite, and fight back against xenophobic behavior," he added. "The Montgomery County government will be working with the impacted community and organizations. We will continue to support all efforts to bring peace, inclusion, and respect to all of our ethnic, racial, and faith communities in wake of this attempt to spread hate in our county." Maryland State Delegate Ariana Kelly tweeted in all capital letters, "Hate has no place in our community." Jewish groups also denounced the graffiti. "We are deeply disturbed to learn about this anti-Semitic graffiti that was discovered at Bethesda Trolley Trail," Anti-Defamation League Washington, D.C. tweeted. "There is no place for this hateful anti-Semitic and white supremacist vandalism in Maryland or anywhere else." Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda at the Simon Wiesenthal Center Rabbi Abraham Cooper also said in a statement, "The stain of blatant Jew hatred from social media to vile graffiti to the streets of our communities continues unabated. We urge law enforcement to redouble their vigilance and urge our neighbors in demanding action from our elected officials to prioritize fight against anti-Semitism and bigotry." B'nai B'rith International tweeted, "This act of vandalism is part of a larger, alarming trend in anti-Jewish hate crimes across the U.S. and again shows why tackling hashtag anti-Semitism through education is key."